From the blue folder, number 8, Jesus is our King. Blue folder near the back, number 8. In the hymnal, turn to number 267, 267.
Thank you. Please turn in the blue hymnal to number 273. The blue hymnal number 273, Low in the Grave He Lay. And please stand. And if you're able, please remain standing and turn again in the blue folder to the back of the blue folder, number 9. The back section, number 9, Alleluia, He is coming.
Thank you.
They go to visit the grave of a friend. But he is not here. The stone has been rolled away. The grave clothes are lying in a heap. What has happened? The body is gone. The way the gospel writers tell it, Jesus came back from death, not in a blaze of glory, but more like a candle flame in the dark. They tell the story softly as something precious, holy, and fragile. So today Christ has risen, waiting for us to take notice. Christ has risen, waiting for us to respond. And Christ has risen. Christ has risen indeed. Christ has risen. Christ has risen indeed. Welcome to worship at Prairie Street Mennonite Church. And may you come to this resurrection celebration ready, eager, curious to hear the story again and to worship the risen Christ. So I invite you to take your blue hymnals, turn to 283, Christ Who Left His Home in Glory, and please stand, and I would invite you to notice the text and music writer, Alan Kolb. Alan Kolb came to Elkhart, Indiana in 1889 to work at Mennonite Publishing Company, which was owned by John F. Funk. And this song was inspired, supposedly, by him seeing the John Philip Sousa Band marching down Main Street, Elkhart, Indiana. Please rise. Tell the story. The story is told through years and centuries and millennium. It began, as Peter told the story, in Jerusalem to Gentiles as well as Jews from the book of Acts. And Peter says, I truly understand that God shows no partiality. You know the message he sent, peace by Jesus Christ. We are witnesses to all he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. So let us today pick up the ancient story, and let us pray that the risen Christ will raise us up and renew our lives. Let us pray. We praise you for Jesus Christ, Word made flesh, born of Mary, sharing our life, eating with sinners, welcoming us, leading disciples, calling us, dying on the cross, conquering death, risen from the dead, giving new life. Amen. And I invite you to stand once more for number 280 in the hymn book, Christ the Lord is risen today.
Jesus story. Page 90. Okay, buenos es Jesus. Second verse English, third time through instrumental, fourth time through Spanish again.
Today is a day for confessing our faith. And for confessing our faith, we took words from the ancient Psalm 118, which after the resurrection of Jesus has a new meaning, and after Jesus resurrecting you has new meaning. So join me in responding enthusiastically with the bold print. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous.
The Lord's right hand has done mighty things.
The Lord's right hand is lifted high.
The Lord's right hand has done mighty things.
I will not die but live. The Lord has chastened me severely. Open for me the gates of righteousness.
I will
the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Rise for these words of assurance, please. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let all Israel say, his love endures forever. His love endures forever. With this strong assurance, turn to each other, passing the peace of Christ. Say, may the peace of Christ be with you, and answering,
and also with you.
Amen. I invite you to have a look at this Easter garden after the service. You don't want to miss this. And now our gospel reading is from the Gospel of John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there. But he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came following and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes.
Juan 21 al 18. El primer día de la semana, muy temprano, cuando todavía estaba oscuro, María Magdalena fue al sepulcro y vio que la piedra del sepulcro había sido quitada. Entonces fue corriendo a ver a Simón Pedro y al otro discípulo, aquel al que Jesús amaba, y les dijo: "Se han llevado del sepulcro al Señor, y no sabemos dónde le han puesto." Pedro y el otro discípulo salieron y fueron al sepulcro. Corrían los dos juntos, aunque el otro discípulo corrió más a prisa que Pedro, y llegó primero al sepulcro. Cuando se acercó para mirar, vio los lienzos puestos ahí, pero no entró. Tras él llegó Simón Pedro, y entró en el sepulcro y vio los lienzos puestos allí, pero el sudario que había estado sobre la cabeza de Jesús no estaba puesto con los lienzos, sino enrollado en un lugar aparte. Entonces entró también el otro discípulo, el que había llegado primero al sepulcro, y al ver todo eso creyó. Y es que uno había entendido la escritura de que era necesario que él resucitara de los muertos. Y los discípulos volvieron a sus casas.
But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her,
Do not hold on to me because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her.
Pero María estaba afuera llorando junto al sepulcro. Mientras lloraba, se inclinó para mirar dentro del sepulcro y vio dos ángeles con vestiduras blancas que estaban sentados donde el cuerpo de Jesús había sido puesto. Uno estaba a la cabecera y el otro a los pies, y le dijeron, Mujer, ¿por qué lloras? Les dijo, Porque se han llevado a mi Señor, y no sé dónde le han puesto. Tan pronto dijo esto, María se dio vuelta y vio a Jesús, que estaba allí. Pero no se dio cuenta de que era Jesús. Jesús le dijo, Mujer, ¿por qué lloras? ¿A quién buscas? Ella, pensando que era el hortelano, le dijo, Señor, si tú te lo has llevado, dime dónde lo has puesto, y yo me lo llevaré. Jesús le dijo, María. Entonces ella se volvió y le dijo en hebreo, Raboní, que quiere decir maestro. Jesús le dijo, no me toques porque aún no he subido a donde está mi padre, pero ve a donde están mis hermanos y diles de mi parte que subo a mi padre y padre de ustedes, a mi Dios y Dios de ustedes. Entonces María Magdalena fue a dar las nuevas a los discípulos de que había visto al Señor y de que Él había dicho estas cosas.
The word of the Lord.
Palabra del Señor.
Gracias a Dios. Our preacher this Easter Sunday is Carolyn Gardner Hunt. Let us pray. Gracious God, you have planted a story and a message in Carolyn. May our hearts and our minds be open to receive what you have for us here today, this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. First thing I have to tell you is that the title of the sermon is different than is printed in your bulletin. Because I changed my mind on Friday. Nelson says the Spirit moved me. So the sermon is titled, While It Is Still Dark. We are already well into our celebration of Christ's resurrection. We had Easter breakfast with sweets and chocolates. We heard the brass. We sang Alleluia. But I want us to back up just a little bit, even before early in the morning on that first day of the week. Oh, I'm so happy to hear all those little sounds. You don't have to go out if you don't want to. It's okay. I'm happy to hear them. Reading the stories of Jesus' last few days with his disciples before his arrest, I was struck with how many of these events took place in darkness. In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, Jesus washes his disciples' feet, and then he tells them, one of you is going to betray me. He dips the piece of bread in the dish, and he hands it to Judas, who immediately goes out. And that paragraph ends, the scripture saying, and it was night. In all the Gospels, we read of Jesus going out with his disciples to pray, in a garden, in Gethsemane, and in all the accounts but John, the disciples cannot stay awake for anything. It's got to be late at night. Jesus' arrest comes in the dark of night. Classic law enforcement tactics storm in and surprise people when they're not expecting it, when they're half asleep. The Gospel of John mentions lanterns and torches and weapons. And Peter's denials of Jesus all take place before the cock crows, before dawn. And when I read these, I was thinking of how completely strung out Jesus' followers must have been that morning. They've had no sleep. They've been going from one official's headquarters to another, watching in horror as their teacher was brutalized and denounced by the crowds. On the day Jesus was crucified, the gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell us that darkness came over the whole land. And later that day, Jesus is buried in a rush, in a borrowed tomb, because sunset is coming, the start of the Sabbath, and it's darkness again. And then all the gospel narratives pause. It was the Sabbath, and people rested. We know that triumph and trumpets are coming at the end of this story, but the disciples did not. Jesus' death wasn't suspended animation. It wasn't just hitting the pause button, a temporary death, or just the appearance of death. It was actual death. Because when the Word of God became flesh in Jesus Christ, he took on all of our humanity. Jesus willingly poured out his life on our behalf. He truly lived and he truly died. And then what happened? What happened between the end of Friday and the beginning of Sunday? God was at work while it was still dark. I want to show you an icon imagining how God was at work in Christ Jesus between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Hey, the monitor's working. It's an Easter miracle. In the Eastern Christian tradition, this icon is called the Anastasis. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, sorry. It's Greek for resurrection, and it's an icon or image of Christ breaking down the doors of hell. And I came across this on a website called Spiritual Drawing Board that uses visual art as meditation. In Western Christianity, this image is sometimes called the harrowing of hell. Jesus is shown taking Adam and Eve by the hand. And can you see these boxes? He's pulling them out of their tombs. He's pulling them out. He is the first fruits of all those who have fallen asleep. And this icon is painted in many, many, many different places. This one is from a church in Constantinople. It's one of the most common icons in Orthodox prayer practice. Sometimes prophets, patriarchs, and saints, you can see other people around. This is kind of a close-up, so you can't see their halos, but they're in there. They're also portrayed as witnessing and participating in this event. The idea of Jesus descending into hell or descending to the dead is found in New Testament letters, writings of the early church fathers, and in statements of faith like the Apostles' Creed. So it's in there in the early years of the early centuries of Christianity. Even while it was still dark, Jesus was active in the redemption of the world. And that's pretty incredible. Everybody above ground is still gobsmacked and looking at each other and saying, "What happened?" But at that time, God was at work in Jesus, extending mercy and love to Adam and Eve. Hashtag original sinners. Like, he's going to them and saying, "We start right here." Writer Julie McCarty muses that Jesus' love overcomes every obstacle. Even the doors of hell cannot hold Christ back. He's stomping on them. He has broken them. And that applies to our current lives as well. Christ enters the places we feel are our own personal hells. in order to bring us new life. We are not required to have our act together already to deserve redemption in Christ. God is at work while it is still dark. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus is God the Father's love, incarnate, touchable. And he is reaching out his hand to you. No matter what holds you bound, Jesus can release you. No matter what you have done or what has been done to you, Jesus has already conquered it. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. In Romans chapter 8, I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Christ, the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now here's the thing. Even at those moments when God seems completely absent, God is at work. When you feel like an empty shell of a human being, like a dried out husk, think of what Jesus' disciples, his family and friends felt on that Sabbath. You know what it feels like when someone you love dies. On that day between Friday and Sunday, Jesus' followers felt that aching absence. They felt it in their bodies. It hurt. Precisely when they were sure that all was lost. God was at work. In your life, when you are certain that nothing can get better, that nothing will change, that nothing can bring order to the mess you've made of your life, Jesus is right there, holding out his hand to pull you from your tomb. Give him yourself, all that you have, that screwed up, broken, and contrite heart. When you do that, you are suddenly swept up into the redemption of the whole world that has begun with Christ being raised from the dead. Let's hear the gospel again this morning from John chapter 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw the stone had been removed. God had been at work. Even when we are certain by our human estimation that things are hopeless, God is at work. While it is still dark, God is at work. While racism continues to wound, God is at work. While gunshots ring out on Prairie Street, God is at work. While education is chronically underfunded, God is at work. While addiction still holds us in its grasp, God is at work. While refugees are turned away, God is at work. While fear of the other paralyzes us from treating each other the way we should, God is at work. God is at work. That's what I get for improvising. Sisters and brothers, Jesus Christ is risen today. It is no longer dark. God is at work. Alleluia. Amen.
Sing in the hymnal, page 275. Lift your glad voices, page 275. Just give me a minute. We're going to sing this a cappella. Please stand.
Lift your glad voices in triumph above high, for Jesus. At this time, we invite the ushers to come forward, and we have the privilege of giving our tithes and offerings back to the Lord who provides. And as the plate passes your plate, when it's through your row, we invite you to come forward for communion. Everyone is welcome to come forward. You don't have to, but you're welcome to come forward whether you will take communion or not. And we ask that you stand around here. The first ones come up, maybe fill up behind us. Let's just fill this space right up in front of us. Just come on in around the table so we completely encircle the table. Let's give our tithes and offerings back to God. Let's just pull in a little bit closer so we're a little nearer the table, and let's praise God for what He's provided for us. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above the heavenly hosts.
As the two disciples neared the village to which they were going, Jesus walked ahead of them. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took bread and blessed it, and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear friends, on our journey of discipleship, Jesus walks alongside of us. Estimados amigos, en nuestro peregrinaje, Jesús camina junto a nosotros. Regardless of the joy or pain, the certainty or the doubt that we experience, Jesus is present. En medio del gozo o dolor, certeza o duda que experimentamos, Jesús siempre está presente. Like weary disciples arriving at Emmaus on Resurrection Sunday, we come to this table como discípulos cansados al llegar a Emaús en el domingo de la resurrección, llegamos a esta mesa. We invite Christ into our lives and our homes and our church, where he himself becomes host of the table. Invitamos a Cristo en nuestras vidas y nuestros hogares, y a esta iglesia, donde él mismo se convierte en el anfitrión de la mesa. This today is the table of the Lord. Esta hoy es la mesa del Señor. We invite all baptized believers who are in right relationship with God and with one another to receive this bread and wine. Invitamos a todo creyente bautizado que está en buena relación con Dios o con otros para recibir este pan y vino. If you're not a baptized believer and want to make a commitment to entrust your life to Jesus, I urge you to say something of that to me or to one of the other pastors or the elders before you leave today, and we will walk with you. Si usted no es creyente bautizado, pero quiere poner su confianza en Jesús, le insto a que hable conmigo, con una de las pastoras o ancianos de la iglesia, antes de despedirnos hoy, y así caminaremos junto a ti. If you have not been baptized or do not intend to receive communion, you are still welcome here, and invite you to approach the servers and cross your arms like this to receive a blessing. Si usted no ha sido bautizado o si no quiere recibir comunión, cruce los brazos de esta manera para recibir una bendición. There's gluten-free table that I will serve at this, gluten-free bread at this table here, which I will serve. Hay pan sin gluten aquí en esta mesa. Today we remember Jesus breaking bread for two travelers at Emmaus. Hoy recordamos a Jesús partiendo pan para dos viajeros de Emmaus. But even more, today we remember him breaking bread, Passover bread, on the night before he died. Pero aún más recordamos a Jesús partiendo el pan de la Pascua antes de morir. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had blessed it, he broke it, saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this as often as you share this bread in memory of me." El Señor Jesús, la noche en que fue traicionado, tomó pan y después de dar gracias lo partió y dijo, "Este pan es mi cuerpo que por ustedes entrego. Hagan esto en memoria de mí." Let's give thanks for the bread.
Let us pray. Gracious God, the grain has sprung from your good earth and has grown in substance. And then the grain is crushed and broken and mixed and raised. May this bread today represent for us your body broken. Amen.
Amen. In the same way, after the meal, Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood. As often as you drink this, drink it in remembrance of me." De la misma manera, después del cenar, tomó la copa y dijo, "Esta copa es el nuevo pacto en mi sangre. Hagan esto cada vez que beban de ella en memoria de mí." Let's give thanks for the cup.
Loving God, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, we offer you this cup, remembering the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. When we drink today, may it bring us closer to union with you. Amen.
Dear friends, let us now share the feast that Christ has given to us. The meal that Jesus said he would not eat again until he ate it with us in the kingdom of God. Compartamos ahora en la fiesta la comida que Jesús dijo que compartiría otra vez con nosotros en el reino de Dios. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Venga tu reino. Hágase tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Amen. Sisters and brothers, the gifts of God for the people of God. Let's join our hearts in prayer. Let's pray together as our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So now receive this blessing to go forth to live the story as the people of God. Amen."